Meditation of life. In order to free our mind from the limitations of physical and mental life, we must learn to focus our thoughts upon that life which is infinite, unbounded, omnipresent, omniscient, and eternal. The life which is free from old age, sickness, and death. Whoso findeth me, findeth life. Proverbs. Self is death and truth is life. Buddha. Know that to be indestructible by which all this is pervaded. No one is ever able to destroy that immutable. Bhagavad Gita. What is real life? And how may we picture it as we try to meditate upon it? Our present concept of life is chiefly confined in the realm of the physical. We connect ourselves with childhood, youth, and old age, and all the varying conditions and experiences the mortal life represents. Yet in the light of wisdom, we know that physical life is but the garb of existence. These bodies are perishable, but the dwellers in these bodies are eternal, indestructible, and impenetrable. This great saying of the Gita comes before us with such tremendous promise for a larger life that in spite of the overwhelming consciousness of the physical, we cannot help but hope for this magnificent and transcendent reality. In order to draw a fitting picture of this true life, we must bring before us the consciousness of the great and all-pervading cosmic energy, whose manifestation is seen not only in human beings, but whose glory shines forth through sun and moon and all the luminaries of this great universe. It is the manifestation of this life that thrills us at dawn and holds us spellbound in the hour of sunset. It is beginningless, endless, all-pervading, omniscient, eternal, and unchanging. Death can never overtake or destroy it. When our mind becomes fixed and focused on such a meditation, we without effort cast out thoughts of fear, thoughts of envy, thoughts of anger, thoughts of bitterness, and thoughts of all manner of unhappiness. For our mind has become bathed and cleansed in the pure light of the Great Spirit. Even for a single moment when we are blessed with such a meditation, our body responds and is made new. Thus it is conceived by the seers, that infinite absolute being indeed is below, above, behind, right and left. It is indeed all this. He who sees this does not see death, nor illness, nor pain. He who sees this sees everything and obtains everything everywhere.